Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Wishing all of you a happy holiday out there. We're getting out, eating some crab cakes, and I'm going to feast on seven fishes at Deep Pasquale's. I'm going to have some delicious Asian food at Honey's and Alethorpe on Friday, and I'm going to give away the rest of my Raven scratch offs in the Maryland Lottery. Also, our friends at GBMC keeping me healthy and on the road throughout all of this will be at Costas next Thursday in Dundalk. That's going to be a jam-packed event. Certainly a little tribute to our friend Woody, who passed away. He was one of my music buddies at Ravens games, and so many people knew of him. But he would always ask me before Ravens games, "You want to hear Led Zeppelin? You want to hear Rush? Come on, pick a song. I'm going to play a song for you. I'm 5'13". So he would always do that. So my thoughts and my strength to everybody out there that loved him. We will pay some tribute to him. And also to my dear friend Ed Lauer, who's very much alive and also knew Woody. He said Woody used to play Prince songs for him at Orioles games. So I see. I thought I was the only one that got the request in, but apparently he took music requests from everybody. So and so many ties. So next week at Costas, because I know Woody ate at Costas as well. So on Friday of next week, we're going to be at Gertrude's with John Shields and Dan Rodericks. And then on Monday, the 22nd, before the holiday, and more importantly, before January 1st, they found Luke. I told the Planet Fitness people doing the show with April at Planet Fitness in Timonium, we're going to bring the Costas crab cake over across the street. It's literally across the street in Timonium. And, I told her we're coming in and we're doing this thing. I said, "Look, man, I'm in there Christmas week. I always watch New Year's Eve, and you have all that Planet Fitness party hats, say 2026, all that. So what we're going to do on the 22nd is they're going to bring all the party hats and stuff in, and I'm going to get to celebrate New Year's Eve before even Christmas Eve." But I get my kicks in different ways. Some of us labor at Fadley's over crab cakes in the middle of the Orioles signing Pete Alonso, and some of us making $50 million a year just take Wednesday off, dude. Huh?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that you to throw it to me with that, but yeah, I mean, another Wednesday, Lamar Jackson missing another Wednesday practice. So,
I mean, it's okay with me if they win, but he's missed a few Wednesdays and haven't won too. So, and I've had to say
yeah.
he doesn't look sharp. He doesn't look like they practice. So, I have talked about them in that way, and I don't need to sugarcoat anything. They're 6-7, and they're playing for their lives. So, whatever they think is best on Sunday is probably the best thing to do, right?
Yeah, and look, I mean, we also know that it's, I mean, it's week 15, right? I mean, everyone is banged up at this point in time. Everyone could be listed on the injury report at this point in the season when you're a couple weeks away from Christmas. But yeah, I mean, the difference this week, Lamar not officially listed with anything. And look, we know how this had kind of worked the last few weeks. I mean, whether it was the, ankle, knee, toe, ankle again. Yeah, whatever it is, I mean, he's been banged up. And is there one specific injury that's been really dogging him, right? I mean, we know the hamstring cost him three games earlier this year, but we've also acknowledged, while not necessarily putting it all together in terms of performance, he has looked better physically the last two games. I thought he played better against Pittsburgh, especially in the second half, than he did against Cincinnati. But yeah, we're still not seeing an operation. And it's funny. I want to bring something up to you. And I'm all this will be an unnamed reporter in the Ravens media that I was talking with. But we talked about it. I wrote about it and included it in my 12 Ravens thoughts at BaltimorePositive.com. One of the uglier elements of what we saw on Sunday, beyond the fact that, the calls on, the officiating or what have you, is just how bad, ugly, I'll say it, embarrassing that 2-minute drill was at the end of the game. I mean, it awful. And the shame of it was they still found a way to get to the 30-yard line, right? And they ran out of time. Lamar gets sacked, the game ends. But it's funny because I had the same thought as talking with another reporter who also had this thought. And we don't sit particularly close in the press box either. But watching that, watching that 2-minute drill, and I'm not even saying like it was Lamar's fault. I mean, there was, it was slow. Zay Flowers, had to run across, was lined up on the wrong side of the field, whether that was a Zay thing, but whoever. Monken, like I'm not blaming an individual, but this individual that I in the media that I was talking to about this on Wednesday had the same thought I did watching that in real time, where I'm like, feels like they haven't practiced their 2-minute drill. And when your quarterback's missing a practice every week. And now that's not to say that they haven't necessarily practiced that on Thursday or Friday, but that was a symptom of that problem, right? Where you said it. I mean, it's one thing to talk about vet days and guys missing practice and they show up and they play great on Sunday. And look, John Harbaugh was asked about it earlier this week, and there are trade-offs. On the one hand, Lamar has looked a little bit better physically the last couple of weeks. So are the days off from practice helping him in that way that he's feeling better on Sunday? But then the drawback is, are you not as sharp as a unit? Not even just Lamar individually. Like I said, that 2-minute drive, I'm not even saying that like that was Lamar's fault 100% or anything like that, but because you're not getting as much on-field time as an entire unit, does that hurt you, and does that show up in that specific instance? Or did they practice that plenty on Friday of last week and they just, for whatever reason, it didn't work out? Point is, you kind of look at it and say, I mean, at this point, it's do or die, right? I mean, it's
They
all
look
hands on
kind of
deck.
unprepared,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
that looked bad. Like that was, I'll flat out say it. I've seen high school offenses run a better 2-minute drive than what that was. And I wrote this, so
From a
I'll
play
stand.
efficiency standpoint
Yeah,
versus time, it's embarrassing
the
on a
first
stat
few
sheet. Yeah.
plays. Yeah, so remember, they get the ball back. There's a holding penalty on the punt, so they're moved back. Voorhees commits holding on the first play, so it's first and 20. From the time they snapped it on first and 20 until they snapped it on third down, two plays later, 56 seconds came off the clock. You might as well have huddled up. That's how slow it was. That you just had no efficiency in terms of getting the play off. Move. I mean, at that point, they had moved, what, 10 yards or whatever it was. I mean, it was just awful, Nestor. And that's why the frustrating part is they finally got it going and they had a chance, like they were within striking distance, but they ran out of time because they wasted so much time at the beginning of it. So, but to go back to the larger point at work here, where you just, what's the trade-off? You're trying to have your franchise quarterback be as healthy as possible, but we also know that the operation, the offense collectively, just has not looked sharp for a very long time. And now you're going on the road. Now you're in a position where, I mean, they have to win this game. They have to win this game. If there's any, like, because if you don't beat the Bengals, why in the world am I going to think you have any shot against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football now? And then, as we've since found out also, they're going to Green Bay for the Saturday night game. So they're going to have a short week situation there. And I mean,
They could really fail unbelievably
on a
miserably
national
and
stage.
flame out in front of the whole world, and that's
Yeah.
how Harbaugh gets his ass fired.
And that's not even counting the scenario that, let's face it, I don't feel great about this team. I've said that. Like, I'm not going to belabor that. I don't think anyone feels great. Even if you're someone that's not saying the season's over, you're not feeling good about it. How can you feel good about this football team right now? You just can't. All you can say about it is they still have a chance. They still have a path. And Pittsburgh's not that good either. So you can keep saying that.
And
But in
but
terms,
the thing you and I would
but
keep saying is they have good football players, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm 13 weeks into this. I'm not sure Marlon Humphrey's a good football player anymore. I'm
I
not
think.
sure that Ronnie Stanley's a plus football player anymore. I know the guards aren't. So like, and I don't know where Lamar is when it's gimpy Lamar,
Yeah.
not real Lamar, because it's not real Lamar. So
I think I would say they still have plenty of good football players. Do they have a good football team? No. And we're 14 weeks into
well, when
this.
that happens, you are talking about the coaching.
Well, I mean, it's part of it, right? I mean, I'm not going to say it's all John Harbaugh. I'm not going to say it's all Zach Gore. I'm not going to say it's all Todd Monken and go down the list of the position coaches. On the flip side, I'm not going to say it's all the players.
But they're not getting the most out of their talent.
But it's everyone's fault. Like, I'm disappointed in the entire thing. Like, I said this to you in the aftermath of Sunday night's, or not Sunday night, Sunday afternoon's game. It just feels so painfully mediocre. And we've talked about this. What do they do well? Okay, statistically, they still have a darn good running game. But we also know the eyeball test pokes holes in that in terms of how maddening it's been in terms of how inconsistent it is, right? And success rate is, they're 23rd or in success rate, which that kind of shows up in terms of situationally how up and down they are
And
in that
red
way.
zone. And red
Yeah.
zone.
Well, red zone's not inconsistent. Their red zone offense stinks. I mean, it stinks. I mean, when you
But not
consider,
being able to run the ball down there
oh
too.
yeah, sorry, yeah, sorry, you just got me because I mean,
No, I mean, you
they're
take off on
30th
all
in
you want. Yeah, yes,
red
it
zone
does
offense.
stink, but it's also indicative of their running
The
game
run
being in
game, no question,
quicksand.
no
Yeah.
question. I mean, whether we're talking goal to go or just when you get in the red area, the idea of that failing you the way it has. So yeah, so but it's it's fascinating to look at this and say, okay, you're going to Cincinnati, you're playing a team that 2 weeks ago embarrassed you on Thanksgiving night. That said, the Bengals are coming off of a loss that really put their playoff hopes in extremely unlikely, dire kind of straits. But it's Joe Burrow's first home game since coming back. I mean,
They
he's been
stay
on the
alive if
road.
they beat the Ravens in
Oh,
kind of
sure.
a nice
I
way.
mean,
If
alive,
setting up
yeah.
for the Steelers to lose and the Ravens to lose, if them to play each other at the end, and somebody could maybe the Ravens could beat the Steelers and help them. And I talked to Dan Horn
Yeah.
about that this week, who's the voice of the Bengals. You can check it out at Baltimore Positive. I mean, yeah, he had great observations on all of it, and he's a Buffalo guy, like grew up in Buffalo, so he was up there in the snow for the game the other day and whatever. I mean, the Bengals are one goofy play away from winning that game, like
Yeah.
literally one miracle play. And it's not hard. I'll take the Ravens side on this. And I swear to you, Luke, after doing 4 hours of radio with you on Monday morning, I almost, and I'm busy with AI and I'm doing all these shows this week and crab cake tours and I've had friends die and just weird stuff going on this week. But I was going to call you on Tuesday and say, let's do a segment, you and I, on just the three plays that were the referee plays. The play that the goal line play or the field goal play that they clearly got wrong,
That was the
right?
word. Well, and the league even acknowledged as much.
Right,
I mean, they
right.
admitted
Aaron
that to John Harbaugh.
Rodgers, whether it's knee, you and I could do 8 minutes on that play, and we probably do 15 minutes on the likely play. And then you think about likely at the end zone and the Zay Flowers push 2 weeks ago that ifs and buts and candies and nuts. It's not like they got freight trained, but they
No.
did lose by three touchdowns on Thanksgiving. So like I can't, I don't, I have purple goggles anymore that Chad Steele stole them. So I see it clearly, but I also don't think these guys suck and don't think that somehow they can't win in Cincinnati, even convincingly in some way because of their defense, or they pick Burrow off or Burrow gets hurt, or I don't know, Burrow gets diarrhea in the
It's, I
middle,
mean,
and
it's
I
the
don't know.
NFL, sure, yeah.
Right, whatever. And beating New England here, okay, it's a gut check, and that would put them back on the map because they would have beaten a really good team, right? And then they go to Green Bay and some miracle happens and it snows and somehow they squat on the ball and what, like I could see them getting luckier than they've been. I don't want to give it the luck one way or another, but they've been unlucky in a lot of ways on officiating, on close plays and things like that. They've also been bad. They haven't run the ball. They haven't converted. I'll say all of that, but from a it turning around and then winning two in a row here, I wouldn't bet against it. I mean, they're a 2.5 point favorite on the road. I don't know what the thing would look like with the New England, but you've lost all faith. I'm not as far gone as you. You've been nastier about them the last 2 weeks than I have, and because I still have a Derrick Henry jersey in my closet, but I think at some point likely he'll pull the ball in, and Zay won't get the call, and the ball will bounce a different way, and they won't turn the ball over five times this time. And I'm not picking them. I'm still early in the week, and I want to see Lamar. I'm like Clem Florio when he used to get the binoculars out at Pimlico. He'd be like, "Oh, I want to see him move. I want to see how he's moving." Before I would bet on it, but I don't know. What's the line that Berman would always use? Circle the wagons. The Bills circle the wagons. This is circle the wagons ish here. It really is. This is And we haven't had a lot of circle. Usually our circle the wagons are, hey, they're playing Buffalo. They're playing the Chargers. It's week two of the playoffs. It's January. That's when you feel the nerves of, hey, they might get eliminated here. And this has gone the wrong way. I feel like they're as close to winning the division as they are to getting eliminated. And that's bizarre, man.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely. I just I'm tired of waiting for it. You know what I mean? Like I look.
Luke Jones has become the cynic here, everybody. He's bald. You
Okay.
negative. Why are you
Okay,
so late? I got to come up with a nickname for you.
the
It rhymes
cynic.
with a
Guess
Luke.
how many games I picked them to lose all year?
Three. Two. Two.
Two.
Two. You don't pick
Now
against them much. Yeah.
one of them was that Bear, just the weirdness of the
Yeah.
Bears with Lamar, and then Kyle Hamilton and Stanley ended up not playing
Yeah,
that
so
game.
you've picked them to win 6 times that they've lost this year.
I would have revised that. It like I make my picks Saturday, you know, I put it out my 12 Ravens thoughts with my prediction Saturday mornings. If I had revised that Sunday, I would have picked the not the, yeah. No, wait, what? No, not the Bears, sorry. I'm getting the Bears and the Texans game confused. The Texans game. If I had known Hamilton and Stanley were not going to play, I would have picked the Texans because we knew Lamar was out. I thought they had a chance to do what they did against the Bears, against the Texans, if they had Hamilton and Stanley, and they didn't that day, and they got embarrassed, as we know. So I just look. I'm not going to sit here. This isn't me sitting here saying they have no chance to win any of these games, but at the same time, like, what would we put their chances are for each of these games? You know, I. At best, it kind of feels like a coin flip every week, and then so like you're asking me,
Be a hell of a parlay bet.
you know, are they is the coin going to keep landing on heads like 3 or 4 weeks in a row? And I just
I feel like they've gotten squeezed pretty good the last 2 weeks by the zebras and just by bad fortune in a general sense. It hasn't been things like dumb, first down, jump on the line of scrimmage, put you in first and 20, so you got a punt. Stupid stuff that was knocking them out last year. These are ticky-tack penalties and weird strip plays and like just, I mean, those are four, five if you count 4 points on the field goal. Those are were huge plays. They were
Sure.
touchdown plays, man. They
Sure.
were
But isn't that the league, though?
32 points in plays. It's crazy.
But that's the league, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see it with this team. I just don't at this point. I think they're a really mediocre football team that is probably going to continue to be mediocre. And look, to be clear, that formula still could land them in the playoffs because, to your point now, it's not impossible. I'm not going to sit here and say that they can't win in Cincinnati. That'd be dumb to say that. I'm also not going to sit here and puff out my chest and say, oh, the Ravens are coming to town. Well, what has that meant all year? I mean, even when they've won, they've rarely done it in impressive fashion all
And Joe
season.
Burrow's looked a lot better than
Yeah,
Lamar has the last 2 weeks, and the
well,
whole operation has looked
and that's
better.
part of it too. I mean,
They're motivated there. They don't want to lose.
I was really starting to buy what this defense was putting down over the course of the 5-game winning streak. And the pass rush looking better, you know, look, just the defense being a cleaner operation. And we saw what happened these last two games where they step up in weight class in terms of the opposing quarterback. I mean, they made Aaron Rodgers look like Green Bay Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers had looked terrible in recent weeks. You know, Burrow, look, Burrow's a great quarterback. I'm not, yeah, and it wasn't even the defense, like they let down in the third quarter. And gave up the two touchdowns on third down plays, which, you know, was part great play by Cincinnati, but also not great from the Ravens. But you know, I come back to we keep waiting for like some version of the Ravens that we all envisioned they were going to be, whether you were picking them to win the Super Bowl or whether it was we'll see in the divisional round, which is where I stood, right? I mean, I didn't pick them to win the Super Bowl this year, but it was. It was kind of the I my default was I expect them to be playing in the divisional round and we'll see if it's against Buffalo or Kansas City or do they find a way to avoid one of them. And I think part of what hurts about this is, you know, the Chiefs are very likely not going to be in the playoffs and you're sitting here at 6-7. You know, it's looking like Buffalo is the team that has the chance. I mean, it feels like maybe they're starting to rise up the last couple weeks. I mean, we'll see. I mean, who knows? But I don't believe in this football team at this point. And look, it doesn't mean that they're not going to be back next year or any of that. Doesn't mean they can't win the division at 9-8, but like I'm off the bandwagon, right?
Ooh.
I mean, that's just what I'm saying. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, I'm picking Cincinnati to
I
win
put the
Sunday.
baseball stadium behind me on Zoom just for Pete Alonso. So, you know.
You
Are
know,
you saying it's baseball season here?
I mean, it's not yet, but I just.
I have a feeling you're going to have to drive up through Somerset and
Oh, I'm not going to be
Breezewood.
surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to go to Pittsburgh, and I think that's going to be a meaningful game, maybe for Cincinnati if they win a couple of games, right? I
Probably on
mean,
Sunday Night Football then. I mean, you know, so.
yeah, this is just really like I've condensed my schedule and fixed my schedule because of the flex game in Green Bay and where Pittsburgh would be. I moved the Pittsburgh game to 8 o'clock on that last week, thinking like that's going to be the game. It's going to be the prime time game on that Sunday night because I think it'll be a play-in game. I don't think I mean it's almost going to have to be right in one way or another unless somebody really falls apart. And I think last week we were all thinking the Steelers were the team that was going to fall apart. I don't think they're going to lose to Miami. I don't think they're going to lose to the Browns. I don't. I think they'll
Although,
beat those teams. I think they stand a far better chance of beating those teams than how I feel about the Ravens beating New England or Green Bay. And based on the things you've said, you probably feel the same way.
well, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you kind of look at it, I will say this. Miami quietly is playing much better football and has been for a while. So I think that's interesting,
Fire your
but
general manager, you get better. Nunu.
yeah, right. I mean, crazy, right? So I mean, it kind of feels like McDaniel's saving his job at this point in time, so which is interesting. I certainly wouldn't have called that 2 months ago. But I mean, it's that's where like they have to win Sunday. I mean, like I'm ready to write their obituary if they lose Sunday, because like especially Pittsburgh wins Monday night, then you're talking about being two back with three to play,
Need a lot of
and
help,
you're
including
talking
helping
about
yourself.
facing the Patriots. Oh, okay, it's home. They've been terrible at they're 3-5 at home this year. And then you're going to go to Green Bay where Jordan Love has played at a high level. I mean,
And ain't gonna fletch you out of that game.
well, no, not now. I
No,
mean,
right. I'm
that's
saying you're
Saturday
going to
night.
Green Bay. It's gonna be
Oh,
cold
it's
as
going to be,
balls, and
we're going to
you're
be
gonna be
front and
playing for
center.
your life, and they're gonna be playing for first place for them too. I mean, you know, they need to win. They're in a, they want a home game. They don't want to go to Chicago.
Yeah, but I just look at this and you know they have not played well against good quarterbacks this year. They just haven't. I mean, who's the best quarterback they've beaten all year? Caleb Williams and I mean Joe Flacco in Cleveland
I
this year
saw
was.
Rodgers coming up to the line of scrimmage and reading everything they were doing, and that's why he was having some success. Burrow saw him 2 weeks ago. They better get multiple this week
Well,
because
that's
Burrow
where.
already studied him once. Burrow had 10 days to study for him and didn't even have to play 3 days before. Dude, I got such a crush on him, right? Just in a general,
Oh,
like,
he's a heck of a quarterback.
great quarterback. And I fear
I wish they
him.
could keep him healthy. That's the
Yeah, I fear
problem,
him
right?
on. Well, if he kept him healthy, the Ravens would be in deep doo-doo because the Ravens aren't as good as them right now. And Lamar's not as good as he is right now. And that's on a body of work. And that's on an aging tire on Lamar, where I'm like, the minute Lamar can't run away from people, they're not going to like the $70 million they're spending on him. I mean, there's not. And I think this is indicative of that. And I think there's also part of when you spend $70 million on him, what's going to be around him and how that's going to blossom out. Boy, there's going to be a lot of questions if this thing hits the side of the road. If this thing crashes in Cincinnati and 4:30, you and I are looking at a 6-8 football team.
That's
Wow,
circling the drain at
yowza.
that point. I mean,
Yowza. Yowza.
they're not down the drain, but they're circling the drain at that point. So, I mean,
That's no fun. I mean, we haven't had a
I
season where like the season ends before Christmas in some sort of weird way,
well,
and then they're going to go get whacked in front of national audiences the next couple of weeks too.
that's where you kind of look at this thing. I mean, you know, we're gonna find out. Like these next few weeks, I think are going to say a lot about John Harbaugh and what
Nobody's going to
may.
say I piled on John Harbaugh because I've already piled on John Harbaugh. So
But I'm
I'm,
just
you know,
saying,
like
like,
literally.
this is going to say a lot about what may or may not be left in his tenure as Ravens coach. It says a lot about the core, you know, the core of players on either side of the ball. You know, it's one thing to, and look, they do deserve credit for getting digging themselves out of 1-5. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to completely just gloss over that. Yeah, sure. The post-bye schedule was favorable. There's no doubt about that. But we also see teams lose games every week in the NFL where you scratch your head and say, how did you lose that
Hey, they
game?
won those games, and I
So
said, you win five in a
they did
row, you
that.
win. That's hard to do, really
That's
hard to do.
that being said, it's a little bit different now where like you're the light's at the end of the tunnel now, or the train's coming
Well,
towards
you
you at
read
the end
the
of the
indicator
tunnel.
light a little different when they won five
Yeah,
in a row. We all did,
sure.
right?
Sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
but you look at it now and now it's where it truly, you know, when it's 1-5, you still can say to yourself there are 11 games left. When you're 6-7, you've got four left, right? I mean, like, and you're down a game in the division, and you know you have no shot at a wild card with the way that all lays out. So you're looking at this thing, and you know you're obviously all eyes are on Cincinnati, but you know these guys aren't dumb. They know that the next three games after that are going to be really, really challenging
Well, it would be
too.
one thing to say they lost the game because of five turnovers, and that's why Burrow and those guys ate the turkey, right?
Yeah.
Orlando Brown, all those guys, right? I, they were outplayed, and the likely play and the Zay Flowers push was talking points or were talking points in the aftermath of an 18-point loss, but. What do you feel could be different about this game, just in a general matchup sense, other than going back 10 days ago and talking about turnovers? And some of them bad, some of them unlucky, some of them weird, but Lamar giving the ball away, just like things
Yeah, I
that
mean,
happened that were maybe even indicative of him playing a second game in 4 days and being injured, right?
yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, if you're going to turn the ball over five times, like you'll probably lose by five touchdowns then if you turn it over five times again. So, I mean, that's the non-starter part of it. Like you obviously have to take better care of the football. And I think, look, I mean, it's not as though they moved the ball all that extraordinarily well. I mean, they piled up yards, sure. And like, okay, you can look at the likely play, you can look at the Zay play, but it's not like they were on their way to hanging 50 on the Bengals, despite the fact that the Bengals have had one of these worst statistical defenses of the last 3 or 4 decades, as our friend Aaron Schatz has talked about it in terms of DVOA. They have been better over the last few weeks, although certainly in Buffalo, I mean, you kind of look at that and say, okay, it's not like they shut down the Bills by any means, but that's where I look at this thing. Look, I don't think their defense is going to shut down Joe Burrow because I don't think their defense is good enough to completely stop good quarterbacks. They don't have a good enough pass rush. And when you don't have a good enough pass rush, I don't care how good your guys are on the back end, you're going to give up some plays. Now, I will point out T. Higgins is back in the concussion protocol. He was limited at the start of the practice week, but man, that would be a tough sell to me as a football team and as a league if he came back, played in a game, and then was twice checked for concussions. Passed, went back into the game, and then reported symptoms after the game to let him play 6 days later. You know that. So I'm going to work under the assumption until we see and hear otherwise that T. Higgins isn't out there. But T. Higgins didn't play on Thanksgiving night, so they still have Ja'Marr Chase. They still have Yoshibosh, who caught a touchdown. They still have, you know, what Tanner Hudson made the really nice catch for the touchdown. I mean, they have weapons, and I mean, obviously, they have, you know, Chase Brown out of the backfield who is very active. So, yes, they need to be better defensively. But for me, if I'm going to feel good about this team, you know, their chances to win on Sunday, man, their offense needs to be way better. And it's more than just, you know, don't turn the ball over. Like, how about play like the offense we thought that they could be?
Crisp, moving to the
The
sticks,
group they
look,
were in
finishing
Buffalo.
drives, like all of those
Yeah,
things,
and they
right?
just haven't been that. I mean,
At all. Not since the
like
first half of
the
Buffalo.
since the first 3.5 quarters of the Buffalo game. And that's where I, you know, you ask me why I'm so down on them, and I just
Well, you've
haven't
watched
seen
them
it.
play.
Just haven't seen it. I
Yeah,
mean,
right.
I
Yeah.
just think they're a really, really mediocre football team. And sometimes it's just how it is. Like, look, I'm the dummy who 6 weeks ago was telling you that this is the best Kansas City has looked in a few years when you talk about their offense. And we see what's happened to them since then. So that's not to say that I'm right here or that they're not going to turn it on, but Man, I mean, I feel like waiting for the Ravens to turn it on is like waiting for Santa Claus to come down my chimney, you know? Like, I mean, we'll see. Okay. I mean, that's just where we are right now. I'm just not a big believer in this football team at all at this point in time. And I question whether they're going to get off the mat this time. I really do. If they go to Cincinnati and win an AFC North road game after they just dropped AFC North home games back to back, then good. I'll feel a little bit better. I'll give them a chance against New England then, right? So if they don't, then
Well, they're
and
2.5 point favorite to win, so somebody thinks they're winning this week.
Vegas has loved them all year. I mean, I joke with someone the other day. Vegas is going to have the Ravens as a favorite in the Super Bowl as they're watching from their couch. I mean, like that's just. I mean, Vegas has just been in all in on the Ravens all year. And look, Cincinnati's not a good team. I mean, they're 4-9, right? I mean, I'm not. This isn't about me thinking that the Bengals are awesome or anything like that. This is solely about my just loss of belief in this football team at this point in time. I'm just for them. And we didn't talk about these elements as nearly as much coming out of Sunday's game. They had extra rest. They were playing at home again. They had the Super Bowl 35 team coming in. We did talk about that. They had extra time to prepare, go down the list. All the things that would tell you they should be ready to take it to the Steelers. Not that they have to blow them out by any means, because we know how this rivalry works, but
And the Steelers stunk the week before, and the ball went over their head the
yeah.
first
I
play of
mean,
the game.
the Steelers stunk worse than they did the week before. And to your point, they came out and gave up a big play right off the bat. And, you know, I mean, they never recovered,
By the way,
really.
where did you stand on the replay after you really looked at it again, the likely thing? Just where did you? Because people have asked me, I've been out
Yeah.
all week, and everywhere I've gone, people are like, what did you think? What did you think? I'm at yoga studio there.
Yeah.
What do you think? What'd you think? And I'm like, to me, he didn't complete the catch. So like, it's one thing to break the plane of the goal line running
Yeah.
through where you got your half a foot over and the ball's over, right? Whatever. That's the rule for that. But you have possession when that's going on as well. If the ball was bobbled up at the goal line, you get likely last week because
Yeah.
there's no possession. To me, he didn't. He, if it was in the field of play, it would have been incomplete because he really didn't catch the ball. That's all. That's where I am on it.
Yeah. I kind of fall into the shrugging my shoulders about the fundamental question that has persisted now for going on 10 or 15
What
years
is a
of
catch?
what exactly is a catch. In the way they explain things, I'll put it this way, I can follow the rationale of how they are trying to explain it. But if I'm trying to talk in practical common sense terms, that felt like a touchdown. I will say this, and this is where it actually for me drew a little bit of a callback to the Lee Evans play, where I just feel like hold that football with a vice grip, like that it's like your child and someone's trying to pry it away from you. Like hold it like ironclad, you know, like that no
Well,
one
but
can.
that's my point, Luke.
Yeah.
It's football. It's a
Yeah.
reception. If you don't
And
catch it, you didn't catch it.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I'm not catch it three steps, get stripped.
Yeah.
No. I mean, just like not a nanosecond, he did not catch the ball and pull the ball in and put his feet down. And that's not me being
Well,
referee speak. I'm
he did
just.
get the he get he took two steps
In
and
the
then it
same
was,
way to
yeah.
me, the Aaron Rodgers play, his hands weren't on the ball.
Well, and that's why I said I can't reconcile
That would, to
that
me,
being a
wasn't
catch.
that wasn't
And
a catch.
that's where I
That
am.
should
Like,
have been possession Ravens.
I can't
Yeah.
reconcile those two. You know what I mean? Like those two calls being made, I can't reconcile that one is that way and the other one is that, you know. So that said, I kind of chuckle when you ask me that just because it's funny. We all ask, but does anyone actually change their opinion? No, everyone feels a certain way about it. You either thought it was a catch, and I think that's how most people outside of Pittsburgh felt. And in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin, hey, good call, right? I mean, like, so. But that said, I'll go back to they still had a chance to score a touchdown. I mean, they had 3rd and 2 a couple plays later, and they completely botched that, didn't get it on 4th down. And as I said, that 2-minute drive was absolutely atrocious. Earlier in the fourth quarter, the Bateman drop on fourth down, that would have been a first down and maybe a touchdown. I mean, so I just, that's part of my problem with this team in terms of you've got to have, and they even, they use this term. They talk about having a champion mindset, knowing that things are going to go wrong. You know, you might have a turnover, you might have someone slip and bust a coverage. You know, if someone drops a pass, you've got to put officiating calls into that same bucket of things that are going to go against you over the course of a game. And that's not to say that officiating shouldn't have accountability. Not, let me be clear on that. But in terms of how you're going to handle it as a football team and as a professional athlete, and I just, there's just, they're lacking in that way for me. And that's just, and look, it, that's part of been what their downfall has been in January. But the problem is this year,
Would you
that's
say, going back to our baseball, that it's their makeup?
sure. And look, that's not to, it doesn't mean they stink. You know, it doesn't mean that they're not professionals or in many cases, great, great football players. I mean, you're talking about a two-time MVP. You're talking about guys that have been all pros
But
and he's
running a
won.
2-minute drill under duress,
That was a
it's not what
bad
he
look. It's a
does.
bad look for everyone. For an eighth year quarterback and for a third year offensive coordinator and for an offense that was completely healthy, save for Justice Hill, you know, knowing that in a 2 minute, you know, Justice Hill would have been out there because he'd be the guy that's, you know, playing running back in that situation
But
for good.
Ali's going to take their snaps,
Yeah.
right?
But the point is that operation entirely, man, that was so below the bar. And that's everyone's fault. So, but my point with that is, you know, those are the situations that I just don't see them handle well enough. And that's what's disappointing. And that's what's been disappointing in January, in these losses in January
Well,
where,
if you don't have makeup, it means you don't have leadership. If you don't have
so,
leadership, it doesn't mean you don't have coaching, right?
I
So,
mean,
like, I'm
but there's
extrapolating
also,
where it is because, and it's going to come back to when Bisciotti's watching that, he's going to say it's coaching, but I don't think he'll ever fire John. So I don't know. This last month of who's going to get blamed for what and who was injured and is it DaCosta's fault and why did they not have a pass rush and why did they do better things for Lamar and why did Lamar do better things with Lamar and how they're wasting Derrick Henry and they wasted D Hop at this point. It's like there's just a lot of dirt to kick on that grave if
there's a
there is
lot
such
of,
a thing,
I mean,
especially when they're a 2.5 point favorite again this week. Everybody on TV after the game, they're going to make the playoffs. Well, like, I'm
been
looking at
saying
the
that all
schedule
year.
saying, who's beating New England and Green Bay? How is this outfit doing that? Maybe one of them, but not both of them. And they going back to Pittsburgh? I don't know.
And that's where I kind of look at this and say, okay, even if you tell me each of these four games are a coin flip, which, you know, I'll give you Cincinnati, like let's say Cincinnati, they have a, you know, according to Vegas, they, let's say they puts them at like 53% or something
Well,
like
they're a two
that.
and a half point
But
favorite, so let's say they win by 2.5. Let's say they
yeah,
win by 3, and now they
but
won
it,
and they come home. Are they an underdog to the Patriots?
I mean,
No, they're a favorite because they're home.
maybe minus one.
So
Maybe.
they're supposed to win
I think that's
again.
close to
People think
I
they're going
think
to
that's
win
close to a
again.
pick it.
So this
Well,
is why people think they're going to be playing in January because you're making the case already before they go play, not making the case of, I've seen them play the last 2 weeks, making more the case of, well, they got unlucky and the ref screwed them.
but if the best case is a coin flip in each of those games, one half times one half times one half times one half is their probability of winning out. Now they don't need to win out, obviously, but you know, you start to look at that and say, it's probably two more losses there. Well, that puts them at 8-9. I mean, now maybe Pittsburgh's 8-9 too, and then we're talking about a tiebreaker scenario and you know, a record against common opponents
To
and
your
all that.
point, they better
But
make sure this is one of the wins.
this has to be a win. I mean, I'm ready to bury them if they lose Sunday. Yeah, I mean, it's that simple. So now that said, you're gonna have to see who I pick because
Yeah.
I just I and look,
The
I'm not trying.
NFL picked them and flexed them into these games, thinking like this is gonna, I
It's
mean.
still Lamar. It's still a high-profile team. It's still a team that has a lot of stars. Look, there's a reason why when you drive down 695 and there's a fender bender on the shoulder, everyone slows down. So they want to. So there's even that element. And the same thing. applies with Pittsburgh
Well,
right
New
now.
England needs to win to get a one seed. Green Bay's
Sure.
going to need to win the division. So, I mean, they're big games no matter what. We,
Yeah.
you know, but and the notion that the Ravens would find themselves on the other side of elimination at 6-8 by losing to Cincinnati would kind of screw that plan up a little bit. So,
And that's
keep the
where
faith, Luke. There's no reason to
yeah,
believe, so let's believe anyway.
and my last point, that's where, you know, I talked about it a lot from the Ravens' perspective. I am very interested to see what the Bengals, how they come out. How are they jazzed up with Burrow being at home for the
Or do
first
they think
time?
they're 4-9?
Or do they, was last week the, you know, Custer's last stand, and like they kind of go through the motions, and then because if that happens, then yeah, maybe the Ravens win by 17 points, and people are, I'm not ready to say Super Bowl back on at that point, but then yeah, you're feeling a little bit better about your chances against New England then. But I mean, you got to win. I mean, you lost back-to-back division games at home. Not much to feel good about when that happens, even if no, they weren't blowout scenario. You know, at least Pittsburgh wasn't a blowout scenario, but. Goodness, you got to go win a football game. Your season is on the line here, and but could kind of sort of said the same thing last week, and we saw how that turned out. So
I wish
I'm
my mom
skeptical.
were alive this week. And damn referees, they screwed us. They screwed us.
Hey, you could say that too. I mean, that's fine, but
Yeah.
you know they got to play better.
I miss
They
my
have to play
mom when the
better.
Ravens get screwed. Luke Jones is here. He is Baltimore Luke. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at six places. I've got a big old Fadley's crab cake in my belly. I even stopped at Coco's on the way home because I'm not doing any tour stops there until the Cup of Super Bowl. So I brought home some coconut shrimp. I brought home a Greek salad. I ate some a side of ribs, which were unbelievably good. There's two in the fridge right now. I may go have some. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, our friends at GBMC. I've been eating more since my colonoscopy. I can't explain it, but I'm just hungrier and healthier and happier, even if the Ravens aren't doing well. I've been studying up on AI, having some fun. Bill Cole's going to join me next week and do all that. I've got great conversations from DePasquale's. We're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe with a lot of Baltimore County electeds. My dear friend Sean Stinnett's coming by on Friday as well, who is now going to be an elected, not elected, former WNSC intern, Sean Stinnett, delegate. But he's actually running. He was appointed, or so he'll be with me on Friday, next week, Thursday. Costas, Timonium, or excuse me, Dundalk, Planet Fitness, Timonium on the 22nd, and then on the 19th, we're going to be at Gertrude's with cousin John Shields, Chef John Shields. Somehow my kid married into his family, so he's my cousin, and I'm bringing the eggnog. He's bringing the gingerbread. I'm going to bring the candy cane scented tickets. So we're going to have a holiday hootenanny over at the BMA at Gertrude's next Friday. And Dan Roderick's going to be there preaching the Feast of the Seven Fishes for me. I'm just hoping that the Ravens aren't swimming with the fishes there in the Ohio River outside of Cincinnati. You know, football. It's a long season, twists and turns. Luke's this close to giving up on them, but not me. I'm in on them this week. We're Baltimore positive. Stay with us.